This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. As the federal government shutdown enters its second day, it continues to cause headaches for many, including for a group of Missouri and Kansas veterans flying to Washington, D.C. KSHB reports that the nonprofit Heartland Honor Flight organized the trip. Its first stop today was the closed National World War II Memorial. The group was hopeful it would get inside after a Mississippi veterans group did so on Tuesday. Several federally run Missouri attractions are also closed, including Mark Twain National Forest. Meanwhile, some of Missouri's House members, including Republicans Vicki Hartzler of the 4th District and Jason Smith of the 8th District, have requested that their salaries be withheld until the government shutdown ends. Republican Senator Roy Blunt, though, told reporters today he thought that idea was irrelevant.
I don't think it matters at all, and two, I think it's a silly conversation to have, but if people want to give their payback, and they'd rather talk about that as the big problem the Congress faces, they certainly have every right in the world to do that.
The Missouri Supreme Court again is considering a court challenge to a law permitting students to transfer from unaccredited school districts to other districts nearby. The court upheld the law earlier in a case from the St. Louis area. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court's focus turned to Kansas City, which has been unaccredited since 2012. Taxpayers from five surrounding districts filed suit and contend the transfer law is an unfunded mandate violating the Missouri Constitution. Transfers from Kansas City schools have been put on hold, but student transfers have caused acrimony in the St. Louis area. A new Kirksville dental school is seeking to ease a shortage of dentists in Missouri. The Columbia Missourian reports that the Missouri School of Dentistry and Oral Health opened Tuesday at A.T. Still University. The only other dental school in the state is at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. The new dental school's initial class of 42 includes only 9 Missouri residents, but the school hopes that its health center placement program will persuade many of them to remain in state. Dentists are in short supply across much of the state. Missouri ranks 41st out of 50 states in adult oral health based on the percentage of adults who regularly visit the dentist. But the low number of dentists is not the only factor holding down the ranking. Current dentists in the state are retiring at a faster rate than they can be replaced. Wiley House, a shelter for homeless adult men and women in Callaway County, had a record number of individuals stay overnight in July and August. Executive Director Brad Shepard says the shelter has seen an increase every year since it opened in 2009, but he still didn't expect such high numbers.
You know, it just really jumped up from 8 a night to 11 a night. That was the average, and so it meant that some nights we were seeing as many as 15 or 16, which started getting pretty close to our capacity, which is 18.
Shepard said it was unusual to see such a big increase during the summer instead of the winter. He thinks community knowledge about Wiley House and an increase in homelessness in Callaway County and central Missouri contributed to the increase. Both Shepard and Deputy Director of the Fulton Housing Authority, Bruce Carpenter, cite a lack of affordable housing for single individuals in the area as a possible cause for the increase in homelessness. St. Louis-based Enterprise Holdings, the nation's largest rental car company, plans to hire 11,000 new full-time workers by the middle of next year. The hiring is expected to be complete by July 31st and could boost the company's workforce to more than 80,000, depending on attrition. The company plans to hire nearly 8,500 people from management trainee positions, including many college graduates. Others will be hired for positions in information technology, administration, and support roles at the company headquarters in suburban St. Louis and in branch stores. In addition to the full-time jobs, Enterprise plans to hire 1,500 interns. Enterprise Holdings operates Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Alamo Rent-A-Car, and National Car Rental. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.